You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
They were like, you got to shut down the church, you know? And I'm like, okay, or else we're going to come in and find you and shut you down. And so I had no problem. I was like, no problem. I was like, and I was really caring because the first COVID really could and did kill a lot of elderly people, a lot of people. And I was like, I love the people in the church enough to keep them safe. Got to keep them safe. But you know, it's like the church was so abrasive. And so when that first hit, when it hit Albany, the first thing I did, this is what I did. I said, I sought the Lord. And then I said, Lord, let me look at what the pastors are doing in Hunan, China. Let me look at what they're doing, where this thing started, where it broke loose. Let me look what the pastors are doing there. You know what they were doing?
What?
They were handing out masks to help people, masks to protection, and they were feeding, and they were doing mission work. They were caring for the people. So you know what I did? I said, I'm doing what they're doing, because they can't be wrong. And we started feeding. Matter of fact, there was a time where they didn't have masks for police officers. They didn't have masks in the area. And I went on a website and I found masks on an auction. And I probably spent $35,000, $40,000 on masks. And I said, I'm going to give out masks. So, and I had police departments coming to me. I had nurses coming to me. I had places coming to me. And what happened was we had a national news organization come because I said, we're going to give out masks in Colony. Now, we're like a half a mile from Colony Center, and we're on this side road, but our church is right on Central Avenue. You know the area.
Yeah.
So I was like, listen, at 8 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning, I'm just going to, if you have loved ones, elderly, you need face masks, just come and get them. And I didn't know what to expect. There was a line of cars from half a mile from Colony Center all the way backed up to Colony Center.
How did you get the word out? On the evening news or something?
I just announced it. They caught it and they put it on the news, but that's how much of a need. And I turned our churches into, because we had two and a feeding center, we turned them into warehouses to provide food for those that were shut in. We gave out quarantine packages for kids that were shut in from school. We just got busy doing the work. We were feeding at elderly homes. We were doing, and we weren't like, you know, we weren't complaining. I heard Christians, you know, like, well, you're wrong. You're submitting. You're doing this. You know, that's the problem. We're looking at all this stuff that we're not supposed to. We got to look to God and say, God, what is it? Is the world going to look at us and witness the love of Jesus? When the disciples said, hey, these guys are hungry. It's getting late. We got to disperse this crowd of 5,000. Jesus said, wait a second. They're tired. They're weary. And he was moved with compassion. He says, let's feed them. Well, we don't have any. He goes, what do we have? Loaves, a few loaves and a few fishes. Guess what? That young boy who had the loaves and fishes has a story to tell, because God took his loaves and fishes and multiplied them. And that's, every one of us is that boy with a couple loaves and a couple fishes. Maybe you got five, maybe you have 10, whatever you have. But let me tell you something, God wants to multiply that. And he wants to do it because you have the right attitude. I don't get on my Facebook and argue with people. I don't argue politics. I think people put a man as God instead of God in control the last 5 years. I said, let's look to God. Let's seek his will. Let's be moved with compassion. And let's impact our world for Jesus. That should be our heart.
On the fish and the loaves that was supposedly had just a few of them, and they fed over 5,000 that day. I always liked this story, and I've seen the lady interviewed. She had two children. I guess she was divorced or the husband had been killed. But anyway, they're living in a very inexpensive rooming, a little apartment complex. And she had two hot dogs in the refrigerator for Thanksgiving. And she's at the playground that morning with her children, a son and daughter, and she says she felt so bad. All I have are two hot dogs. Well, anyway, they go back from the playground and they're walking up the concrete steps to her apartment, and this little old lady comes out. And she said, I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. Can you guys come down? And I'd like you to have Thanksgiving dinner with me. Really? Yeah, I want you to come. So they came downstairs and they had this great dinner that night with her, Thanksgiving dinner. And she even had little package gifts for the kids. And at the end of the night, thank you so much. And they went back up to their apartment. Well, the next morning, the lady goes down the steps and goes to that little old lady's apartment and knocks on the door. And she's, you know, wonder where she is. She's not answering the door. And the manager comes around the corner and says, what are you doing? He said, well, she said, I'm trying to, this lady, she gave us Thanksgiving dinner last night. I want to thank her. And he said, there hasn't been anybody living in that apartment for 6 months. And they opened up the door and there wasn't a stick of furniture, nothing at all. My point being that what if everything is true, folks, that God can do anything. If he can make a few loaves of fish and feed 5,000, and he can send an angelic being to pose as a little old lady and make a Thanksgiving dinner for a single mom and her two children, you know, what if there is nothing impossible to God?
That's right.
What if there's nothing impossible? Mm-hmm. If he could feed those people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
How do you travel around the world? You take the first step.
Come on.
You know, and
yeah.
If you got a dream, I mean, it's like today I found out from you that I haven't got any excuse. Well, I got to wait till this circumstance comes or till I have this amount of money. Baloney. Step out there and feed somebody today. Feed one person, right? Right, I remember there was a famous guy, I won't say who because I don't want to start anything, I'm not supposed to go political on this non-for-profit station, so I won't, yeah. But he's running for the presidency, and I see somebody, I was at a parade, and somebody comes up to him, he's just a few feet from me, and this young man, maybe in his 30s, comes up to this older guy and wants to shake his hand. Sure enough, the guy running for the presidency puts out his hand, but he doesn't look him in the eye, and he's looking over his shoulder to see who else maybe that has power, connections, whatever, that he wants to see.
Yeah.
And I realized at that moment, if you can't care about one, then you cannot care about 1 million.
Right.
No, and I realized that guy, you're not presidential material. If you can care about one, then you can care about 1 million, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And like you said, take care of the community you're in now. God doesn't ask you to go out and save the world. Oh, Lord, I'm going to feed the world someday. And he says, hey, Rhett, why don't you feed one?
That's right. No, that's right. And you know what? Just open your eyes, yield to the Spirit, say, Holy Spirit, you have my walk today. And all of a sudden you feel that unction to talk to this person. And the first thing that's gonna enter your mind, because this is the enemy. Oh no, that person doesn't want to talk to you. That person doesn't want no, and then we don't. Or let me pray healing for you. Oh, no, that person will never get healed. You know, so we let the lies, you know, override the will of God. And so, you know what? I remember visiting a person in the hospital. We were going out of the hospital. A lady was crying. She was sitting on the in the entranceway of the hospital. And I just felt an unction. I sat next to her. I said, ma'am, what is it? My husband, he's dying. He's dying. I said, well, listen. Let me pray with you right now. Let's pray. And just prayed with her and took some time and said, listen, let's trust God. He's not going to die, you know? And a couple of years, maybe even 5 years later, I'm in a restaurant. This lady comes over to me and she's like, I just want to thank you. I go, well, I don't recognize you. She goes, I was in the hospital. You prayed for me. See my husband over there? He didn't die. You know, well, let's go out of our way.
Yes. Now, I got something today. We're almost out of time. So I've got an unction today. Now, this could just be Rhett Palmer. Here's my unction for you. Here's what I'm feeling. You need to have some sort of a school, a weekend school or something where pastors fly in or call it Bible or call it church school. How has Charlie and this group done this? And he will help you duplicate it specifically to your area. You fly in, have a seminar, or maybe you fly out. I don't know. Some sort of schooling, and then you can videotape it, and then that can be available online so those who can't attend can watch it and maybe apply the things that you've been given by God, this talent you have, to help others do the same thing, feed the hungry, clothe the naked. And
well, I'll come to Florida anytime because it's cold here now.
Or you come, well, okay, I'll have you come down for me, man. I recognize your gift.
You know, there's so many large churches in Florida that are abandoned and they're for sale for whatever reasons. A lot of them. Because I look at the market of real estate and just the creativity as we're talking creativity, talking thinking out of the box. But we build these mega church. Okay, we get a piece of property, we're gonna build this big church. Now you're going in debt $1 million, $2 million, whatever. Well, you know, this is what the world is doing now. The financial business minds, okay, they build storefronts on the bottom, and then above the storefronts is their apartments. So not instead of just doing apartment complexes, they're doing so. Why can't a church that has 30 acres of land, you build a strip mall where you can attract, and you know, like in our office building, we have different ones.
Yeah.
You know, you can take that pays for your building.
Yeah, I think that's
so
wise.
So we're so limited because we're like we have not mastered the marketplace ministry to be able to see. And you know what? The thing is, like, all right, you got a mega church and you took in $2 million in the offering, you got $30 million in the bank. You know what? You could adopt a church that's just starting out that maybe has a $110,000 mortgage, and you can make them debt free so they can radically be missionaries to America.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Hey, Charlie, now what is your last name? It's Muller, right?
M-U-L-L-E-R. Yes.
M-U-L-L-E-R. And you're the pastor of Victory Church in, I want to thank you for coming on the broadcast today, and we will talk again in the future.
No, thanks for having me, really. Hopefully someone will receive and we can see some fruit. That's what matters the most.
Well, come on down to Florida, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Bless you, Charlie Muller.
God bless you. Thank you, Rhett. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless all those that watched. Bless those, Lord, with creative ideas. Lord, let the foster children be blessed. Let the church rise up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Adios, amigos.
Bless you, buddy.
Thank you. God bless you.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Mibella Casa Corp is a family-owned, woman- and minority-certified business dedicated to janitorial, commercial, post-construction, and residential cleaning, providing service to doctors' offices, schools, private daycares, commercial buildings, and clubhouses. Mibella Casa can be reached at MibellaCasaCorp.com or call 561-202-4626, providing service to Palm Beach, Broward, and Martin counties.
There's nothing